creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
If you're driving on Highway 1461 towards La Crosse out of Winona, you may have noticed a collection of classic cars tempting your gaze off the road. Today we speak with Tom Thorson, who at age 14 started as a gas station attendant and now owns Valley Motors of Winona, hot rods and classic cars. Tom will visit with us about how car culture has been a family affair all his life and why he hardly ever thinks of it as work.
And that's what this whole operation is all about, is how these cars make you feel. You jump in this, you had one of those back in high school, you're automatically 17, 18 years old again and you're having fun.
You're listening to Culture Click and our series on the Winona State University Winona Works Project, with interviews conducted by students in the Counselor Education Department. The project reflects and brings awareness to the diversity of Winona's working community.
You're the owner here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay. How many employees do you have working?
None. I'm the only employee.
Woo! So what exactly happens here at Valley Motors?
Well, I've started this in 1990. I've always wanted to do this. I've been into old cars, hot rods, collector cars since the beginning of time, as far back as I can remember. Mm-hmm. Always been interested in this. This is my era of cars here in the 50s, 60s, 70s. That's when I was working on them, building them, and so on. I just thought it would be very interesting and a lot of fun to sell them because I understand them and I understand the people that like them.
So you've worked with cars since you were...
Since beginning. Yeah,
great.
Way back.
What were some of your first jobs working with cars?
Started actually working in a gas station way back in Flanders, South Dakota, where I'm from. And I started there, I think I was 14, started working in a gas station. And prior to that, we had lots of little motorcycles and go-karts and so on that we built and worked on and had a lot of fun with. So that was probably the start back in the gas station. Then worked in there all the way through high school. And then I went to Springfield State College in Springfield, South Dakota. It's Southern State College is what it became. And it's an auto mechanics, automotive type trade school.
Okay.
They had a typical vocational school. They had carpentry class and machine shop and so on and so forth. I took the automotive program, which was a two-year program, graduated from that, and then I went into the teaching end of it. So I have a bachelor's of science in education degree to teach auto mechanics, which I did. When I graduated, I worked at Winona Vocational School for 10 years as an auto mechanics instructor. Had a lot of fun, met a lot of nice people, had figured a little over 500 students that I had in that time. A lot of them still keep in touch with me. I see a lot of them. We have a lot of fun together. Certainly enjoyed the teaching. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. Got to be a lot of politics involved, and I'm not a very good politician. So I ended up, became co-owner of Midwest Off-Road Center in La Crosse, where I had 8 employees, and we did all four-wheel drive mechanical work. We built four-wheel drive vehicles. We built conversion vans, handicap vans. So we really were into a little bit of everything. Did that for 10 years, and I started this in 1990, and I've been here almost 22 years now doing this. And that is where we started, and it's been a long road, had a lot of fun, learned a lot.
Sounds like you have a wide variety of experiences, everything from pumping gas to teaching students to a business owner and customization.
I do all the mechanical work on my cars here. I do all the mechanical work. I can't fix the new ones. I don't understand the new ones. That's why I stay with these, because I can identify every piece under the hood of these cars, unlike the new ones now that are very difficult to work on.
Computers and plastic,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Too much electronics.
So what's your favorite part about your job here?
A very interesting part is dealing with the people. I really enjoy talking to the people that come in. Most of them are my age, in my age group. We grew up on the same kinds of cars, doing the same things, and it's fun to listen to all the stories. And of course, I hear all kinds of stories about their cars and things that they did. So that's probably one of the best parts. And of course, it's always fun to sell some things, and I have lots of parts here for sale also, so that keeps me pretty busy.
So besides buying, restoring vehicles yourself, you also sell parts to other enthusiasts?
Yes, I have lots of used parts many of these parts I've had for 30 or 40 years that I've been collecting over the time. Mm-hmm. So I have them on display here, and people can come in, and I sell a lot of parts, actually. Parts business is a good business.
How do you feel that, like, the shop here affects your well-being as a person? I know for you, it's like, well, it's my environment. I've kind of created it for myself.
Yes, I did. I created this, and I can't whine about it because I started it. So it takes up a tremendous amount of time. Obviously, I'm here 6 days a week. I don't get a lot of time to spend with my family or my grandkids because mm-hmm. I seem to be always here. Or on a mission from this place to pick up a car, deliver a car, or whatever. So mm-hmm. a lot of time is spent here. I'm here, I think, more than I'm home. So you know how that would go.
How does your family feel about your dedication to your work?
Well, I've got a very, very understanding wife that enjoys this as much as I do. That really helps in the fact that we have a lot of fun cars to drive. Mm-hmm. She has her own fun cars. We've got motorcycles to ride. So this is kind of what we've been working around since we've been married. We've been married 42 years. So we've been through the Corvettes and the sand drags and drag racing and street rods and motorcycles. And she has as much fun doing this as I do. Thank goodness.
That's a pretty special lady.
She's a very special lady. I'd be in big trouble without her.
Aw, that's really sweet. So occasionally you do still get out for a good ride with her, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. We try. Well, we get Sunday off, so we try to ride the motorcycle on Sundays or take us. She's got a nice 55 Ford convertible that we drive, so we try to get over to the grandkids. We've got our son lives in Byron, our daughter lives in La Crosse,
okay.
So very close. So on Sundays we try to alternate and see the grandkids and see the kids and have fun. And we go to car shows, again, ride the motorcycle as much as we can. We have a lot of fun.
That sounds really great. And judging by the photos, you have a few very adorable grandchildren too.
Yeah, we have five of them. In age from 10 down to about 8 months old.
So they're all still cute and little, right?
So far.
Great. And are the other members of your family interested in cars? And
well, my daughter grew up with this. Mm-hmm. She's interested in cars and motorcycles and so on, too. And we were, again, when we were in the sand dragging business, she went along with us all the time. She's a stay-at-home mom now, so mm-hmm. she doesn't get too much involved. But my son is very interested in this, too. He's a school teacher. He's running a nice 64 Impala Supersport right now, plus a pickup that we built for him back in high school, that major custom pickup that he runs. So he's totally into this. He's interested in this. He's into motorcycles. Same thing I am.
Very neat. It's a legacy then.
Yep, I guess so. We have a lot of fun together.
What sort of skills or attributes make you successful at your job?
Well, the fact that I've basically been an auto mechanic since age 16 helps a lot. And again, I grew up with all of these cars, working on them. Well, I went to school for about 5 years to become an auto mechanics instructor. Mm-hmm. And part of it was some work experience that I had to put in, which I worked at a couple different Chevrolet dealers and some front-end shops. And that was part of my work experience in order to get your degree. Mm-hmm. So, again, I grew up with this stuff and still enjoy working on it. Actually, it's been, gosh, come think about it, 50 years since I've been doing this.
Wow, you have me beat.
I think a lot of people beat. My father was very mechanical. He was a machine shop instructor at Winona Vocational School also. So if I couldn't fix it, he'd build a new one, and it worked very well. I learned a tremendous amount from my dad. That really helped, because he enjoyed doing this as much as I did. He was into Corvettes and motorcycles and hot rods and whatever. We worked together on these things. We had a tremendous amount of fun.
It sounds like besides your personal experience and your education that you had that mentor at home too.
Oh, certainly, yes. I think I encouraged him more than he encouraged me, because he was a tremendous machinist. He's a hard act to follow. And a good carpenter, machinist, mechanic. So I learned a lot from him. When I was building of my own cars, he was instrumental in helping me construct these cars. So we had a lot of fun together.
Sounds like you have some very personal memories with that as well.
Many, many memories. I think about him. He's passed away in 91, and think about him all the time.
Do you feel that your work is a way of remembering him?
Well, I would imagine. My grandfather was a mechanic, so this has been kind of an ongoing thing here for many, many years, and Dad taught me a lot, and again, when I went to the vocational school for 2 years, I kind of tried to catch up with him. Again, we've just had so much fun doing this that it's there for many, many years. This wasn't a job. This was fun, but it's becoming more of a job lately here.
Put the economy, work back into work a little.
The economy hasn't helped me at all here the way this has been going. So,
how does the economy affect your...
Well, I'm selling things that people don't really need, and that is very difficult to do in a period of poor economy or a recession or whatever mm-hmm. we're in. People cut back into things they don't need immediately, mm-hmm. but it's still going. We're still doing okay. But it's not like it was 3 or 4 years ago. The values of these cars dropped about 30% about 3 to 4 years ago.
Wow.
And so people that were into their cars for whatever took kind of a beating there for a while. So it's coming back, but takes a while. I don't know, they keep saying the economy is coming back, but boy, I don't see a whole lot of that yet.
Because it's an entertainment type industry, something people don't need. Is that part of what makes it fun with the clients as well as a hobby and something that they enjoy versus
well,
a necessity?
You have to be kind of a car guy to enjoy this stuff. And again, if you think back when you were, as I think back when I was in school, there were a lot of fellows that I was with that had no interest at all in cars, and the rest of us, that's all we thought about were hot rods and stuff. Those are the people that are coming in today and buying things. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that I deal with. We all thought the same way back when we were in high school and growing up, and still do today.
It sounds like there's two groups of people, car people and not car people.
Absolutely. Some people, car is just simply a way to get to work and back. The next guy, the car people, they take care of them. We don't drive them in the wintertime. And, you know, it's a whole different group of people. You know, it's interesting. Women put the kibosh on more of this than you can imagine. These guys would like to get back into this again, and of course their excuses or what they tell me is their wives won't let them do anything and won't let them buy. A lot of them won't go with them when they go to a car show or go on a classic car ride or something like that. I don't understand that.
It was a different experience with your wife very much.
Well, yeah, I've got such a different experience. I mean, my wife enjoys doing this as much or more than I do, so I don't have any problem convincing her to go along, and we've been doing this for over 40 years, so we've been a lot of places, and we've had a lot of fun. And our kids went everywhere we did. They were with us all the time, so they got a lot of this, too.
It seems that your personal life and your work are very much one in the same, mm-hmm. because what you do for work is something that you're personally passionate about and has had a very important impact on you personally.
Absolutely, it has. You know, I don't really have a life other than this, but it's what I have chosen, and it's fun, and we're having a great time. And it most everything we do revolves around something automotive.
How do you feel that the Winona community has been impacted through your work for the surrounding area?
I get a lot of people that would really like to have this job that I have. And, of course, most every car guy in the area knows that I'm here and comes in. But as far as actual Winona people, I don't think 90% of them even know I'm here. Anybody that's involved with the old car hobby and the old car trade knows of me and stops in on occasion. Some people think if they're not actually out to buy something, they don't want to come in. I just enjoy when they come in and talk to me. And we have a good conversation and, you know, tell each other lies, and like most guys do. I've had people from all over the world in here come specifically to see me, which is kind of interesting. Many, many countries. I've sent cars to many, many countries overseas, too. The American car, there's nothing else like it in the world. If you look at the styles and the muscle car era, nothing else ever occurred like this in the world. And a lot of these people overseas want to get in on it. So I sell a lot of muscle cars, parts, hot rods overseas. I got them in many, many countries. They're involved with it, too.
That is really neat.
Yeah, it is. It's
I would have never imagined an international-type business, specialty business, being based out of a little community like Winona.
Well, it's the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Internet, it was all advertising was done in the magazines, and of course the people would buy the magazines overseas. But the Internet has opened it up. It doesn't make any difference where you're at anymore.
Have you noticed that since the Internet has become more popular over the last 10 years or so, that your international sales have increased?
Oh, certainly. All sales have increased because of it. If you're shopping for a 66 GTO, I mean, you punch that in and you can find everyone for sale in the country. Pick the one you want, the price you want, the color you want, and there you go. And internationally, I don't know how many countries. I should figure it out someday how many countries I have cars in. It's fun to send them over to these people, because when they get them, they're so excited.
Oh, yeah.
I get emails back all the time. Oh, this is great. We're having so much fun. And Norway is a real big hot rod classic car country. They have some huge shows over there.
That's, I would have never imagined
that. Yeah. Sweden, not so much, but boy, Norway is big time. And England, of course, is also very big. Germany. And it's fun to hear back from them.
So it sounds like you don't feel you have a lot of real local impact on Winona community, but
no.
As a base of operations, this is where your family is, of course, and you have a lot of nationwide and international.
There isn't much that happens here locally, but again, it's the Internet that's opened it all up. And of course, it also opens up a tremendous amount of competition, too. So that I don't know, when I started this 20-some years ago, how many classic car dealers there were in the country. I never did really find that out. There are a tremendous amount more of them now than there were 20 years ago. Because a lot of people got on the bandwagon and have set up business like I did. I started with 3 cars.
Do you remember your first 3?
No, I cannot remember which 3 they were anymore. I could probably look back, but I had 3 cars when I started here. And just eventually, just kept adding and adding and adding inventory. Now I keep about 50. Somewhere, I suppose, $500,000 worth of inventory.
Is there a particular sale or story that was really exciting for you you'd like to share?
I had I think she was 78 or 79. Her name was Gertrude, and she wanted to trade in her Cadillac Eldorado on a little Buick that I had here. It took her 2 days to get it done. Gertrude and I had a lot of fun dealing with each other. She's quite a lady. She knew a lot more about cars than a lot of the guys did. That's probably the most fun I've ever had, was selling that car to Gertrude. We traded in her Eldorado, and she bought my little Buick, and away she went, drove it home. Her and her boyfriend, she came in with a neck brace on and a cane. She didn't look like your typical classic car buyer when she walked in the door, but obviously I've learned many times, you know, you don't judge a customer by how they look or what, or whatever, because you never know who's going to walk in or what they're going to have. You just never know. And again, 78-year-old lady with a neck brace and a cane wasn't very high on my list of buyers that I figured would be a buyer. there's a lot more to it than that, but it was fun dealing with her, mainly because how much she knew about things, and you just wouldn't expect that. I know my mother's 88 years old. She drives a little Mercedes convertible, and she has a lot of fun with it. So she got involved with this, too, way back when Dad and I were working together. So it's kind of throughout the entire family that we do this. My brother-in-law, my sister, my brother, he's got his Corvette that he's had for 35 years. This has had an impact on our entire family.
Do you have a favorite car? Oh, I know. That's a mean question.
Well, yeah. Well, probably one of my favorites is my 57 Corvette that I drove back when I was in college. Bought it in 1965 and drove it through college and got married in it in 1968. Went on our honeymoon in it. Then I came back from the service and had to sell it in 1970. Didn't want to, but had to sell it. You know, you just have no money. So I sold it to a fellow up in Minneapolis, and it was gone for 33 years. And I saw it three times in 33 years. And I said, Mike, I said, if you ever want to sell this car, please call me first. So out of the blue one day, I get a phone call. He says, hi, this is Mike Doyle. I said, Mike, how you doing? Oh, fine. Corvette's for sale. I said, I'll take it. I had no idea what it looked like. I had no idea what he wanted for it, nor did I care. It just, you have to be a car guy to understand how these things make you feel. And that's what this whole operation is all about, is how these cars make you feel. You jump in this, you had one of those back in high school, you're automatically 17, 18 years old again, and you're having fun. And that's what it's all about, is how they make you feel.
That is a very neat story.
Yeah, it
do you hear a lot of stories like that from people?
All the time. All the time I hear stories like, again, that's what I spend half of my day doing, is listening to stories about people's cars and their uncle's car. And so we all have got stories we tell each other, and that's one of them. But I did get it back. It was gone for 33 years, and surprised my wife with it. She didn't know that I had purchased it. And so we've had a lot of fun in that in the last few years.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. We got married in it. I got it back in time that my son used it in his wedding. They got married in it. So that's going to be a keeper. It's not going away this time.
You never wouldn't get it back a second time.
No, I'm afraid not. I think I paid $1,100 for it back in 1965. And paid a lot more for it to get it back.
I'm sure.
Yes, an awful lot more.
And Mike taken a good care of it?
He had restored it. It was a fair restoration. He's a carpenter, so I've redone everything on it mechanically. Mm-hmm. But it looked a lot nicer when I bought it back from him than when I sold it to him.
A big thank you goes out to Tom Thorson of Winona Valley Motors, Hot Rods and Classic Cars, for visiting with us. More information on Valley Motors can be found at www.valleymotorsofwinona.com. Another thank you goes out to the Department of Counselor Education for conducting the interviews for the Winona Works Project. Tune in next week as we highlight another member of the Winona working community. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.